John Nielsen. He's the deputy controller, and I believe he's in charge of the Ingham County 911 Center. John, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today, Ken?
All right. I appreciate your time, John. All right. There's been some challenges, at least from the perspective of the union that represents the workers for the Ingham County 911 Center. They say that they weren't properly trained or given the proper time for the training, that they're understaffed, that the system doesn't work correctly, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to address all those concerns. So you have the floor.
Okay. Well, Tony, just let you and your listening audience know, we opened our 911 center on June 27th after many years of planning. We built a brand new 911 center, a state-of-the-art center, and we worked with our partners, the City of Lansing and East Lansing, who previously ran the 911 centers in the planning process. In fact, we selected as our director and our assistant director the former directors of the City of Lansing's 911 Center, who is Bruce Cockle. He's our assistant director now, and Lance Langdon, who is our director. He was the director of the East Lansing 911 Center. So we had an experienced team that used to run the two city centers as our administration. I will say this. When we opened the center on the 27th, certainly there was a lot of things going on here. I mean, we are opening a new building. We're merging two separate staffs together at the same time under a new employer with a lot of new technology. So certainly there was a lot of things going on here. And I will say that all in all, the cutover went very well. The AT&T rep who was there, who's participated in many 911 cutovers, told me on a scale of 10, our cutover was a 9.9. So I think that was saying something. So we've done a lot of planning for this. We've spent a lot of time and effort. And all in all, it did go very well. But certainly for the employees involved, as I said, you know, this was, you know, there's a lot of things being thrown at them at once, which is opening, as I said, a brand new building, merging two separate staffs together, and doing this under a new employer with a lot of new technology. In terms of the training, we did do a fair amount of training. The training on the new phone system.
Elaborate on that.
Yeah, just to get a little bit more specific about some of the concerns you raised about. One was the staffing. And when we opened the center, we had 11 open positions, so that is a concern. And the reason why we had that many open positions is at the Lansing 911 Center, six LPD police officers were working at the 911 Center. They had, first of all, when we merged the center, anyone that was working at the two centers were offered positions that they could come and that we would hire them. But at least six, I believe was the number, were former LPD police officers who were working at the center because they had been laid off due to budget cuts at the City of Lansing. My understanding is there was a grant, and their fiscal year starts July 1st, right about when we opened our center. And so six of the people that were 911 dispatchers went back to their LPD positions. And I believe a couple other ones also took other jobs with other departments. So what this meant was that we had 11 open positions when we opened the center. I believe 10 dispatchers and one supervisor. We are now, you know, taking applications, and we're starting to start our process for filling those positions. So, you know, it just so happened that the way the timing went, that several of those positions became open.
Well, John,
we're now filling them.
It seems almost hard to believe that in these tough economic times, you can't fill those positions. What do they pay, and what do you think's been the challenge with getting people into those jobs?
Well, we certainly are taking the applications, and we're going to start that process, but you have to go through a fair amount of training before you can become a 911 dispatcher. So that's we're in the process of filling those.
How much does a job pay?
Oh, off the top of my head, I don't remember what the starting salary was.
Can the center operate 11 people short?
Well, yeah, it is, and it's, you know, they have to use some overtime right now.
Okay. Equipment, there's been some challenges with it going out. As a matter of fact, the 911 center had to be, the calls had to be operated handled by another entity. As a matter of fact, the union director, John Krug, told us that there were some police officers on a call that couldn't get any help, and they were kind of stuck in a tough situation. What do you know about that?
Well, a couple points to the equipment. There's a new phone system that we purchased jointly with Clinton County, Eaton County, and Livingston County. So all four counties cooperated and jointly went over and purchased a new 911 phone system. When we used to have two centers, if Lansing calls went down, East Lansing backed them up, and vice versa. So that was the backup plan. Well, now that we've merged the two centers, we had to have another backup center. When we made the decision to jointly purchase the phone system with the other counties, we all agreed that we would back each other up. So, you know, when you have a 911 center, you have to plan for equipment failures and, you know, natural disasters, floods or tornadoes or whatever. And you plan, you build redundancies into the system, and you put backup plans into effect. That's just common practice. So we did have a challenge with the phone system. We did have the phone system go down, and we went into our backup plan and had the call switched over to, I believe it was Livingston and Eaton County to take those calls. So, you know, the dispatchers are trained for this. There's redundancies built into the system. In a perfect world, you wouldn't have to have redundancies and backup plans, but things happen. I mean, I know about 2 years ago, for instance, a farmer in Ionia County's backhoe cut the 911 lines from the AT&T central office in Grand Rapids, and we were without 911 calls here in Ingham County about 2 years ago for about a day or two until that was fixed. So, you know, these things happen. That's why you plan for them, and that's why you train your people to deal with them.
How long does it take to train an effective 911 center employee?
Well, certainly, I would say a minimum of 6 months. The Lansing Center and the East Lansing Center had a little bit different protocols on how they trained, so we're now going to be doing that for the first time. Ingham County will look at what we did in Lansing and East Lansing, and we'll be doing a training regimen that will try to use the best of both of those training regimens.
Is the story that Tom Krug from from the union that represents your workers, is it true that a police officer was trying to attain backup for a situation he was involved with and couldn't do so because the 911 center was down?
This is my understanding of what happened during that incident, because we looked into that. There was a component in the microwave hop at the City Hall in Lansing that failed on the 911 radio system, so that they were not able to transmit for the radio calls. Now, everyone at the 911 center could hear the officers call out and when they were in a foot pursuit, but they were not able to transmit from their radio consoles, and they had to switch to their backup radios, which is located at all the dispatch positions. So there was a little bit of delay until they went to that new backup console. So that was an equipment failure. It was part of the radio system. Didn't have anything to do with whether the 911 center was run at Lansing or East Lansing or Ingham County. It was just an equipment failure.
All right, John, when do you think you'll have the available 11 positions filled, and when do you think all the bugs will be worked out and you'll be running at 100%?
Well, it's hard to say. I know our administration is reviewing all the applications now, and they're going to be scheduling the interview process. So we will be attempting to fill those positions as soon as humanly possible. I will say this, it's not unusual to have vacant positions at 911 centers. There was often vacant. It's a tough job when you're first hired. You have to work weekends, you have to work nights, you have to work holidays, and it's a stressful position. So we'll endeavor to fill those positions as soon as we can.
John, what did you think when you heard all the negative criticism about the center?
Well, it's certainly where we hear constructive criticism, we'll meet and we'll try to positively work with the union on these issues. But there's nothing that you've told me that we weren't well aware of and have been working on to fill those positions and to fix the technical problems that we've had. I think it's inevitable that when you have a new center that's this technology laden, that you're going to have some technological problems.
John Nielsen, go ahead, John.
I just want to tell you and the listening audience that we're going to continue to work with our vendors and get these things resolved. And I think it's inevitable we're going to have some problems, but we'll work through them. And that's why we have contingencies and backup plans. And
citizens can count on your center in case they have an emergency.
Absolutely.
All right, John Nielsen is the deputy controller in charge of the Ingham County 911 Center. John, I appreciate your time and your candor. Thanks so much.
Certainly.